we're continuing Chayolim Klal Chof, Simon Dalad, and we discussed the response to Kaddish during Birchas Kriya Shema. Now it continues on to the issue of a person who gets an aliyah. Responding to the person gets an aliyah, the second question of the person getting an aliyah. V'ala mavorach b'tayra, yana baruch Hashem ha'mavorach l'olam bo'ed. So the person would respond the phrase of Baruch Hashem Hamvarach L'Olam Bo'ed, which is considered Davar Sheva Kedusha. It's Davar Sheva Kedusha. We said that trumps the din of Birchas Kriya Shema. You would respond to that. I want to point out that therefore it's Davar Sheva Kedusha. A person should say that standing. So even a person has a minute to sit for laning. And he can sit for the brachas on the lighting as well, but he has to stand for Baruch Hashem Hamvarach L'Olam Bo'ed that the person says before he starts the Birchas HaTorah. Now, do you answer Amen? Baruch Hashem Nusen HaTorah, do you answer Amen? So the Chayyadim says Amen, Kasab Magen Ram, the Yana B'tzarachiyin. The Magen Ram says you answer Amen. Now, the Chayyadim's position is going to be later on. At the end of the paragraph, you do not answer any Amen during a Birchas Kriya Shema, except for the Amen of Kela Kaddish and Shemaya Tefillah. You do not answer any other Amen. Mishabur is going to bring the opinion of the Prima Gadim and the Kivager that a person does say Amen and other brachas, Beta Prakim. So Mishabur says over here that the Magen Ram says you say Amen for the Baruch Ad Hashem, the Senat Torah, even in the middle of Be'emsa Perek, in the middle of a Perek, that we don't pass like the Magen Ram. Be'ben HaProkim, a person would answer Amen to the Baruch of the Senat Torah. So that's if you're listening to somebody getting an Aliyah. What about Im Karuhu La'alos LaTorah? If a person was called up to go to the Torah, so Ya'ale V'Yivorech, so he should go up and he makes the brachas, but he does not read along with the Baal Kareh. He does not read along with the Baal Kareh. So now there are two opinions in regard to this issue, whether a person should go up or not. And we're passing like the opinion that a person does go up and gets an aliyah, even though that's an interruption to his Birchas Kriya Shema. A person would get the aliyah and say the brachas before and afterwards. Regards to laning or saying with the chazan, so the Shulchan Aruch regards this issue of reading along with the Baal Kareh, there seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriya Satara, one place says that a person has to read along. If he does not read along with the Baal Kareh, it's as if he's not Yotze, and his brachas are brachas the Batala. So a person has to read along with the Baal Kareh. In another place, the Rama over there is not magia against the Shulchan Aruch. But a different place, the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch says a person who's a suma, a person who's a blind person, can't get an aliyah because he can't read. The Rama says our meaning is to allow to give a suma, a person who's a blind person, an aliyah because he can be yertzu with Shemei Ka'ina. He can listen to the Baal Kareh who's reading from the Sefer Torah, and therefore it's Shemei Ka'ina. It's like he's reading from the Sefer Torah. So here we see that even though he's not reading from the Sefer Torah because he can't see, he's being yertzu with the Baal Kareh reading from the Sefer Torah, and that's sufficient. So the din of Shemei Ka'ina not only applies to the whole Seber who's being yertzu the laning, it applies to the person who's the Oyla as well. Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that a person must read from inside, and the Shulchan Aruch is consistent. The Ramah seems to be a contradiction in the Ramah, what his opinion is, and it seems to be that he holds the Chathila, a person has to read along, but in a case where a person is not able to, a person can rely on Shemei Ka'ina and be yotze with the Kriya of the Baal Kareh. So applying that to over here, what we're saying is that this person gets an aliyah during Birchas Kriya Shema, it's preferable that he should rely on the din of Shemei Ka'ina, and he's been going to be yotze with the Baal Kareh, than to interrupt and actually read the words along with the Baal Kareh. But that being said, this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, which is following the meaning of the Ramah. I would assume, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that the Psak would be different. And those who follow that Psak have to mevarer the opinion of the Sfaradi Poskim what to do with that. And anytime a person gets an aliyah, a person should be careful to read along. because according to Shulchan Aruch, you're not yurtz otherwise. Now, one last point I want to point out about reading along: there's a rule of trei koli lo mishtemoy that we can't hear two voices at the same time, with exception of the Megillah, which Chazal said is very chaviv to us, and maybe Kaddish is considered chaviv. It's considered very dear to us, so we're able to we may seem lave and focus on the two voices and hear the voices appropriately. But in general, we assume that a person cannot hear two voices at the same time. That would mean that if the person who's getting the aliyah with the balkare is reading loudly together with the balkare, nobody in the tzibur is going to be yotzei the kriyas haTorah because they can't hear. So that which we're supposed to read along with the balkare is supposed to be quietly, so that the only person really who's hearing that is myself. It's loud enough that I could hear it, but not anybody else, because if I do so, I'm going to create this situation where I'm saying loud enough that I will in some way interfere with the hearing of the rest of the tzibur, and they're not going to be able to hear the Kriyas HaTorah and be yotzei with the Kriyas HaTorah. Have a good day.